Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Election Central on WBBM News Radio. Local reporting from the Democratic National Convention at United Center.
And as delegates and others prepare for night one of the Democratic National Convention, thousands of protesters are getting ready to march near the United Center from Union Park on the west side. WBBM's Brandon Eisen has been with the demonstrators all day. He's along the planned route. Hello, Brandon.
Yeah, the protest schedule running a little slow today. The march is supposed to head west on Washington, north at Hermitage, then to head west at Maple, making its way to Damon, and then back down to Union Park east on Lake Street. But the rally program has gone longer than expected, with about 300 groups involved in the coalition to march on the DNC. Carmen Washington lives nearby at the McRory Senior Apartments on Washington and Paulina along the route of this march, and several others planned this week. She tells us that she isn't worried. In fact, she came out with other residents to watch as nearly 200 police officers on bicycles are here now prepared to escort the march past her home.
There's not going to be any trouble down here. Maybe better United Center, but not here. Look at all these police. We won't have any problems right here.
Washington says she doesn't believe that police will be the issue if there is one, that it will come down to a few instigators within the protest groups, and that she does take pride in Chicago's tradition of free speech events like this one here today. Live along the march on the DNC route, soon to begin near the United Center, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, city and federal leaders are reviewing security plans to keep people safe all week.
Visitors to Chicago on the first day of the Democratic National Convention, Mayor Brandon Johnson tells reporters at a public safety briefing that every single city agency and department came together to respond to this moment.
The city of Chicago is really good at things like this. It's the reason why we have hosted more national and political conventions than anywhere else in America.
Joining the mayor, Chicago Police Department Superintendent Larry Snelling says officers are ready to respond.
We would prefer not to have clashes. We would prefer not to have to make arrests if we don't have to. And we will avoid those things as long as we're not committing acts of vandalism or violence.
City emergency officers will be holding briefings every day of the convention. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
As Democrats rally at their convention, Republicans are making sure they have presence in Chicago as well. WBBM's Sarah Herrera reports from Trump Tower, where GOP senators are trying to energize their base.
Each day during the convention, different Republicans will be at Trump Tower. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson.
Lily, it's jaw-dropping what she's proposed.
Taking aim at Vice President Kamala Harris's economic plans.
There's no way anybody can point to a successful implementation of price controls, and that's her policy. You know, another $2 trillion of spending, deficit spending, that's what sparked the 40-year high inflation.
Johnson repeating what was said at the Republican National Convention, calling Biden's withdrawal and Harris's rise a coup.
She never got a vote in the primary. She's just been crowned their nominee. They've kicked President Biden to to the curb, very unceremoniously. I guess they'll give him a good send-off tonight. But this has been a coup.
Noting the Merriam-Webster definition of a coup, it's a sudden, decisive exercise of force in politics, and especially the violent overthrow or alteration of an existing government by a small group. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
And you'll find images and updates from the convention on our social media. Just search for WBBM News Radio. And we're posting complete coverage of the DNC in Chicago under the Election Central tab all week at WBBMNewsRadio.com. In other news today, a teenager from Plainfield has just been identified as a victim of a police shooting yesterday. 16-year-old Alex Angel Cortez died after officers opened fire in response to shots fired on South Blue Island in Pilsen. It happened about 1:15 in the morning on Sunday. A man and a woman were sitting in a nearby car. They were also critically injured from gunshot wounds. They are being treated at a nearby hospital. Well, Chicago swimmers will still be taking a dip in a few weeks, but not in the spot they originally had hoped for.
It's going to happen on September 22nd, early on a Sunday morning.
Doug McConnell is founder and CEO of Chicago River Swim and its sponsoring foundation, A Long Swim. He says the Chicago River Swim has agreed to relocate this year's inaugural swim from the river to Lake Michigan at Ohio Street Beach.
For 11 years, we've been working on trying to get a swim.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
In the Chicago River, and it looks like we're going to be postponed on that part just for another year.
The move follows a decision by the city of Chicago, mostly because of safety concerns. There has not been an open water swim in the Chicago River in nearly a century. The Chicago River Swim raises funds for ALS research and gives swim lessons to children in underserved Chicago communities.
We've supported one of the ALS research labs over at Northwestern's med school, and which happens to be one of the top in the world, and and they're walking distance from the Chicago River.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
A teenager has been charged for his alleged involvement in a shooting that happened Saturday at a local mall. Police responded to a report of shots outside of Dick's Sporting Goods at the Chicago Ridge Mall. Police say an argument between four men escalated, leading to bullets, and a 17-year-old was hit in the chest. Another 17-year-old faces two felony charges. Still no sign of a 16-year-old boy who was reported missing in Lake Michigan yesterday. The National Weather Service reports waves up to 10 feet on the lake shore for much of the weekend, warning potential swimmers to stay away. The fire department says the boy went under off Rainbow Beach on East 77th and never resurfaced. Divers searched for him but had to stop due to the inclement weather conditions and the riptides. The mayor of one of Illinois' largest cities wants to keep leading it for yet another 4 years.
Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin is running for a third term. Irvin says there have been many improvements in the state's second largest city since he first won office in 2017.
We decreased major crime rates and expanded the strength of our police department to numbers that we have never seen here in the city of Aurora. Yeah.
Irvin says the city's running more efficiently, and he also touted the new Hollywood Casino Resort that's under construction along I-88. Cisco Cotto, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's time for sports now, sponsored by Redo Cabinets. And here's 670 The Score's Mark Grody.
Gotta tell you, everybody is still raving about Bears rookie quarterback Caleb Williams because of some of the elite throws he made in the preseason game this past Saturday against Buffalo. And those came after three straight three and outs to begin the contest.
Being a rookie quarterback, I can't imagine the pressure that's on him, but going through an NFL install from training camp to now, I mean, leading up to week one, just seeing him handle it, just roll with the punches is a sight to see. But watching him perform on Saturday, not Sunday, was also a sight to see, and rolling out pocket presence, vision down the field, and hitting Rome in stride. I mean, I can't say enough about Caleb, and I'm sure he'll be even more exciting in the future.
Bears tight end Gerald Everett and Williams had an early miss, which offensive coordinator Shane Waldron referred to as a miscommunication. The Bears have their final preseason game this Saturday in Kansas City. At this moment, not clear if Caleb Williams and the starters will play in that one. Baseball, no Cubs playing tonight. The Cubs with a breather tonight before Detroit is here tomorrow. Cubs right now, 5.5 out in the wild card race. White Sox, meantime, go to bat late night in San Francisco. Jonathan Cannon against Kyle Harrison. With sports at 16:46, I am 670. The Score's Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, Chicago rolls out the welcome mat for the Democratic National Convention on its opening day and all week. President Biden will give the keynote address tonight, and as Beau mentioned, he's already arrived in Chicago. WBBM political analyst Mike Flannery says that tonight is a tribute to the president and potentially the biggest stage he will hold during the rest of his term.
You know, he has spent a lifetime in politics. It's hard to imagine, but he was once the youngest U.S. senator. And after a lifetime in government service, in politics, this is the capstone of his career.
The president bowed to mounting pressure from many of his own party and stepped aside last month, and Vice President Kamala Harris took over at the top of the ticket. It is 3:21, time for the WBBM Entertainment Tonight Report.
Alien Romulus topped the weekend box office, bringing in $41.5 million, including the $66.7 million from international showings. It earned $108.2 million worldwide. Scandal stars Kerry Washington and Tony Goldwyn are reuniting at this year's Democratic National Convention. Goldwyn will act as master of ceremonies tonight, while Washington will host the final night on Thursday. The Second City Main Stage presents its Best of Second City show, featuring some of the best sketch comedy and songs from their vault, all updated for the modern era. Find out more at secondcity.com. And we'll have all the latest celebrity news tonight at 6:30 on CBS 2. This report brought to you by Progressive Insurance, offering auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business options. Visit progressive.com today. For ET at News Radio 105.9 WBBM, I'm Kevin Frazier.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.